From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 18 people, some of them civilians, were killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib. A monitor said Sunday, no group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in Idlib province. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province, according to the observatory. Syrian rebels captured the region, which borders Turkey, from President Bashar Assad's regime in 2015. Since the start of a government military operation in October, Assad's forces have recaptured about 60 towns and villages on the border between Idlib and the neighboring Hama region. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it is good for the United States that North and South Korea are set to engage in high-level talks, but she warned that North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions still pose a serious threat to the world. This is a very dangerous situation, she told ABC News on Sunday. Haley said the United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development and warned, we can destroy them too. She said that if the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, it is not going to be us, the United States, that is destroyed. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Former Egyptian Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik announced Sunday that he would not be running for president in the country's 2018 elections, reversing a promise to challenge Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who is widely expected to win. He said, I have seen that I will not be the ideal person to lead the state's affairs during the coming period. In a statement posted on Twitter, he said his absence from the country for the past 5 years has, quote, distanced him from being able to very closely follow what is going on in Egypt. Shafik returned to Egypt last month from the United Arab Emirates, where he had been in exile since 2012. He'd earlier promised to run against Sisi, who has not yet officially announced his candidacy for re-election. China's Ministry of Transport said Sunday 32 crew members of an oil tanker are missing after the vessel collided with a bulk freighter about 300 kilometers east of Shanghai. Maritime officials say the 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis on the tanker were unaccounted for after the collision Saturday off China's east coast. The tanker was sailing from Iran to South Korea. President Trump is set to soon decide whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran that were suspended under a 2015 international deal on Iran's nuclear program. The waiver must be renewed every 120 days, according to U.S. law. Trump could decide not to renew, putting U.S. trade sanctions back into effect. Iran's parliament is to hold a special session to discuss the anti-government protests that began December 28th and continued through this week. Iran's ISNA news agency reported that Iran's interior minister, head of intelligence, and security council chief were all expected to attend. On the agenda are discussions of the root cause of the protests, as well as legal help for protesters jailed during the demonstrations. And health experts say the influenza season in the United States is proving to be more severe than usual, with about twice the number of people reporting flu-like symptoms or illnesses to their doctors compared to the same period last year. The Centers for Disease Control reports that in the week ending December 23rd, 36 states reported widespread flu activity. Nearly 2,500 people have been hospitalized for flu-related symptoms, and 13 children have died of the virus in the current flu season, which began in October. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.